Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time this Valcast finds you. It is 12:26 a.m. Central Standard Time. It is February the 10th, 2021. Hello from this side. I just spent what I call a marathon of deliverance, pushing through, not sure why the platform that was used, but it's a new app that I want to talk about. So if someone does come, it's called Stereo. So if someone does come from that app over to my Valcast, then welcome and thank you. It's easy to use. I have positive reviews so far as my experience with it. I was on it all day today, on and off, and for the last couple of last few hours of Monday, I've been on it straight, talking to some really compatible souls. And, yeah, there were a few hiccups, but check it out if you want a new way. I think it's been out since December or something like that. But checking out a different way to communicate with people. And, again, it's pretty straightforward. So I'm pleasantly tired after such a long day of talking, and it wasn't just, you know, small banter and chitter chat. You know, I was really challenged by spirit and how it showed up, and I expect nothing less in this journey that we're on collectively, but me specifically. So I just wanted to honor spirit, honor those that connected me with that, as well as, you know, give a little blog talk to, you know, come to my own square. So creating room and safe space for self-observation and self-preservation is today's encouragement. When we acknowledge the need to have our indivisible atonement, we create room for the altar of change. And what I mean by that is I had a personal need of reconciling the different layers and levels of this human experience, where the adult in me, the spirit in me, knows that, quote, it is what it is, but when it comes down to our humanity and the offenses of the past, then there is a point where we want clarification and reconciliation. You know, people used to say, oh, it wasn't your fault. And it sent a kind of healing balm, but we need to know that it was more than not just the person's fault, that they are understood and that they can take their time to heal. I can take my time to heal and, you know, take responsibility at this stage of life and existence. At 5 years old, 11 years old, that might not have been possible. As you get older, we get more opportunities because we continue to repeat our lessons until we get them completely. So I just acknowledge that and acknowledge the need for creating a space to do that, creating a safe space to share things that may have happened on a natural level, but may have penetrated, if you will, personality and calling and purpose. And so one of the takeaways that I left with this evening was making sure that I am completely ready for outreach, instead of, oh, I'm healed, let me, you know, this passion to go right back into a kind of martyrdom, being worthy to receive and truly embracing that concept wholly and completely, that my energy is worth coming back to me, and when it comes back, it's good karma. And what has already come back as learning lessons has been transmuted, and that's what we end up getting if we understand that and believe that we don't have to keep paying for yesterday's mistakes or the sins of our, quote, forefathers or foremothers. We are at a state of intelligence, spirituality, personality, technology, all the things, all the tools that we could possibly have at our fingertips to seek outside of ourselves what's already inside of ourselves and, you know, find our matches, find our people that are compatible so that we, like I say, forge those spaces, whether it's in your home, whether it's first in your mind, in your heart space. That's where it has to happen. The willingness that, you know, the old paradigm, the old way of doing it may not be working, or it is not working because I don't have the energy that I want. I don't feel the happiness and the joy. And I believe it is very true that that is a telltale sign that you're not moving in the right direction. Doesn't always mean everything's going to be easy, so that means I'm headed in the right direction. But we know in our knower when we're feeling good and doing good and tapped in and turned on with the vibrational match of our purpose, when we are congruent and in agreement with that which guides us. And so that was my encouragement today, to still insist that I take time to love on myself and to acknowledge all that I've gone through. And again, it's going to be inevitable and automatic to acknowledge what has gone on in the world and in the collective. But until we single file and get in contact with our own, quote, inner child, our inner energy that would prefer to, dare I say, run from or hide from the responsibility of looking at, you know, the yucky parts of life and what might have happened in our past, whether it was something inflicted upon us, to us, with us, or by us. And so life was never told to us that it would be fair, but I do know that it is fair to say that life happens to all of us. This scenario of getting here and not knowing exactly who we are, what we are, until we have those experiences, that is part of the process, and then choosing what avenues, what venues we'll take to express our level of humanity and divinity and the roles that we play as part of a race, as part of a culture, as part of a family. All of it is part of our personal experience and dynamic. And again, for me, it takes accepting all of those aspects, not denying any part of my fabric of the happy times, the not so happy times, and having a full picture of my life will give me a better direction, a better view of how to proceed. And I think I've only wanted to look through segmented classes, if you will. I talk about Western medicine, and I know that it has a space. It has, you know, its merit and worth, and yet it still held a really challenging connotation of being very invasive. And so as I, again, reflect upon what I may see as invasive in the outside Western world, identify where is that in my inner world, and that would be along the standpoint of heal already, what are your symptoms, let's go ahead and fix it, versus resting the mind and accepting that I'm not the same as I was. I am the same, but I'm not. You know, it's like after a surgery, things have changed, and that's more than okay. It was clearly a chosen experience. It was a chosen experience to have, and feel free to take your time and heal from it. And I can definitely say that that has been part of my active psyche, and it is a very necessary part for the next chapter of my life to take the time and acknowledge all aspects of when you've felt like you had to suck it up and drive on, you've had to suppress how you really feel before completing a cycle, completing a grieving process, whether the loss of a job or a parent or ideas and hopes and dreams, learning how to give things a proper burial. And I say that looking around my home and feeling like there are still some grave-like, very heavy energy items and projects that I have that I hadn't been ready to get rid of. And so as I acknowledge that, I'm looking forward to the universe showing me or relieving that burden on feeling like, you know, I have to carry this with me. I have to resolve this, and I have to do it now. I've got to clean up my life. All things in time. And relaxing with the acknowledgement that the desire itself is that project in motion. And so there's a time when that energy is full so that it isn't oppressed. And that was one of my, that had been one of my mantras before as well, to just really, again, it just, be in a space of accepting and allowing. So, hello from this side. You find your space, you find your footing. This is your host, dollar sign. Go ask Val if you would. Cash App, a donation to keep this Blog Talk Radio show going and encouraging, and it really was encouraging to be on another platform where I was directly already connected. So I do hope to, in the very near future, connect. I speak that as part of the next chapter, to connect live, and I look forward to seeing you all on this side again, having these kind of dialogues where we can evolve and transcend together. All right. That's all for now. Take care, and I'll see you again on this side.